Hey friend, are you struggling to find consistent paid speaking gigs? Do you want to know the exact 6 steps that you can take to find and book more paid speaking opportunities in 2024? Well, we want to make that easy for you. We've created a new free resource with the help of Dan Irvin, one of our highly successful speakers on our team. Dan has booked over $100,000 in paid speaking gigs in the last few years, and his 6-step process is going to help you maximize your chances of getting booked and paid to speak in any industry. You're going to learn how to get started prospecting, master discovery calls and proposal emails, and so much more. All you got to do is go to thespeakerlab.com/steps, and we're going to send you this 18-page guide straight to your inbox. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com/steps, and you're going to get that free guide. Hey, thanks for listening. You're awesome. Hey, what's up, friends? Grant Baldwin here. I have got some exciting news for you today on episode 432 of the Speaker Lab podcast. Today, I am joined by TSL podcast frequent flyer, my good friend, Mr. Eric Rehm. And we are so glad to have you here with us today because we are announcing something really special today. We're going to be introducing a brand new program for scaling and expanding your speaking business. Eric and I are going to be introducing you to the all new Master Speaker Program. Now, it is for those of you who have launched your speaking business already, you are ready to scale and evolve that business. And so if you've been at it for a while, you figured out a few things that work for you, but maybe you're tired of having to hustle for one-off gigs all the time, or you want to maintain a certain level of profitability while making more time for your family, then you are going to want to listen to this. Our Master Speaker Program is going to include live coaching from Eric himself for 6 months. And if you know anything about Eric, you know that he is a true master at scaling a speaking business. This guy is cranking in his own business. We're going to talk about that right at the top of the show here. Today on the show, he's going to tell you all about the 4 building blocks or pillars of success that this program is going to teach you, as well as a bonus idea at the end that he's been testing that might help your message take off even more. The Master Speaker Program is for seasoned speakers. So if you're still trying to find your niche or your audience or get your speaking business off the ground, we have other programs geared toward where you're at. Now, that being said, I'd still like you to listen to today's episode because it's going to give you an idea of what's in store for you down the road as you grow and level up in your speaking business. So let's get right to it. Here's my conversation with Eric Rehm. Enjoy. Hey, what's up, friends? Grant Baldwin here. Welcome back to the Speaker Lab. It's good to have you here with us today. Today, I'm joined once again by my very lovely co-host, Mr. Eric Rehm. Now, this is going to be a really exciting conversation that we're going to have today because Eric has been a part of the Speaker Lab for 6-7 years now. I mean, pretty close to whenever we started. His speaking business has just really blown up in the best possible way in the past several years. He's seen tremendous amount of growth. And so one of the things that Eric has done a great job with is as he's been extremely active as a speaker, doing a lot of gigs, generating a significant multiple 6 figures of revenue every single year, he's continually stayed about a step or two ahead of where a lot of our students are at. And so as his business has grown, it's also given him opportunities to say, hey, here's a new phase and kind of a new level of my business that I've, some things I've figured out, some new systems I've put in place. And he kind of goes up the mountain and then kind of comes back down and grabs some students and says, hey, let me show you what's working. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. So if you are a speaker who you're someone who's been at it for a little while, you've been building and growing your speaking business, and you're trying to figure out how do you continue to evolve that to maybe you've generated $100,000 in speaking and you're just trying to figure out how do you multiply that, how do you scale beyond just yourself and not just being a speaker that has to get on a plane or get in front of Zoom all the time. We're going to be talking about that today with a brand new program that we're going to be introducing. And so Eric, good to have you here. Thanks for joining us, man.
Grant, it's fantastic to be here. It's been quite the journey you and I have been on, hasn't it? I remember, actually, it was in this very room in 2015. I don't know if you remember the orange or whatever, but you and I had our very first 15-minute talk, you and I. And you said, hey, my name's Grant. I'm here to help you. I said, my name's Eric. I need the help. And here we are several years later. Things are going great. We're still talking. You look great. Opinions vary on me, but we're still here together.
We're making it. We're hanging in there. One of the fun things throughout the past several years is we've been able to impact thousands and thousands of speakers, literally all over the world, 49 different countries, every U.S. state, and every different phase and stage of life. So speakers who are brand new, just getting started, don't know what they don't know, and speakers who've been at it for a long time, and literally everything in between. We've had some amazing speakers with amazing stories of the success that they have earned. We haven't given it to them. We've shown them what to do and the steps that they need to take. And so we work with speakers figures in a lot of different phases of their journey. And so there's really kind of three primary phases of who we worked with. Eric, just as kind of a recap here, let's kind of talk through what those three phases are, and then also specifically what we do here at the Speaker Lab to help support speakers who are in those phases. So maybe kind of walk us through real quick what those would be.
Yeah, so we think there's really three phases of the speaking industry or the speaking journey as a speaker. So if you decide, hey, I got a message, I got to get it out in the world, you start in the beginner stage. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Grant was in the beginner stage. Grant didn't come out of the womb as this Mr. Bolden, what we see now. He started somewhere. He started in the beginner stage. What's that look like? That's a person with little to no experience. What's the primary problem for these folks? These are folks that just really struggle with their expert positioning statement. That's where am I in the world? How am I going to position myself as an expert where people are going to want to hire me as a speaker? I've been there. You've been there, Grant. Well, the solution was, and you developed this, and we've been leveraging this and duplicating this and training thousands of people through this, and that is our Speak framework, and we leverage that in our Elite program. So right now, if you're a beginning speaker and you really want to learn more about how to get your business off the ground, that's where you want to go, the Elite program, and we are crushing that. We've got several alumni that's gone on to do great things through that program. What's the transformation if you go through that program? We're going to get you booked and paid to speak. In fact, we guarantee it. We guarantee if you come to us with a dream and a desire, on the other end of it, you're going to get booked and paid. That's the beginners. Then there's the emerging. These are folks that have experienced some success. They've actually been on stages. Some of it's because they went through our Elite program. Sometimes people come to us and they've had some success. Like that was where I was, Grant, when I met you. I had some success and I needed some help. And so the problem there is just getting beyond those sporadic gigs. You know, it's one thing to get up and speak. It's another thing to do it on a consistent basis. So what was the solution? Well, we help our speakers, these folks in this area, master their speaking pipeline. There's a 5-stage process that we really master that process and build the momentum through our VIP accelerator program. Grant, you and I were just talking about this. Wow, we've had 50 some cohorts now, hundreds and hundreds of people go through it. In fact, we just had an episode drop with one of my students I'm very proud of, and she's crushing it. And we have several students that are out there doing really great things that's gone through the program. What's the transformation once you go through this process with us? Well, it's leveraging speaking gigs into partnerships for long-term deals. How great is that? In fact, last year, Grant, did you know that the revenue I created last year, over 60% of it was with existing partnerships. How cool is that for a speaker going into the year knowing that 60% of your revenue is already accounted for?
Yeah, I think one of the cool things about that is for so many speakers, so much of the business model tends to be you're just kind of going from one gig to one gig to one gig to one, and there's a lot of one-off gigs. And so if you're doing 50, 60, 70 of those a year, it's just a lot of clients that you're constantly having to go back out to the well, find a new client and like do this one thing. And then, okay, hopefully I see you again in 4 or 5 years. You've done a really great job of establishing these relationships, these ongoing partnerships, where instead of just doing, let's say, one keynote or one workshop that may be worth a few thousand, you're working with organizations and companies that may span a much longer period of time and could be worth 6 figures, or in some cases, maybe multiple 6 figures. And so it's really taking a relationship and really going deep with it. And you've done a great job with that.
Yeah. And so at this phase, really what we're doing is we're helping you lay the foundation for long-term success. In fact, for me personally, I call them the big four. I've got 4 primary partners that I can count on going into 2023 and beyond, that these are partnerships I develop. I trust them. They trust me. And it's made all the difference. And it gives me the capacity to go out there and be creative because I know I've got this foundational revenue to take care of. One of the worst things for a speaker is to start new every year and try to figure out where am I going to go every year. And so if you've got that foundation, it really starts to give you some wiggle room to go out there and really grow your business. Now, the last phase we talked about earlier in the State of the Industry podcast episode was the established speaker. So who is an established speaker? These are people that are experienced in delivering pay gigs. In fact, they've created some cash flow. They've got a little bit of predictable cash flow. They've had some success. But here's the primary problem: maintaining momentum, Grant, and remaining relevant and not being crushed by the growth. A lot of times what happens is that you start having some great growth. It's fantastic. Things are exciting. You got momentum. Then all of a sudden, maybe you lose a little bit on the back end because you've been delivering your talks, only find out that it was a house of cards because you didn't have a prospecting pipeline to back that up once that initial growth went through that process. And You've had so much growth that you're literally being crushed by it. You have no lifestyle anymore because all you're doing is working on your speaking business. And you can only do that for so long before you burn out and you crash. And so we want to help folks with that. So what is the solution? Well, we believe that there's four pillars of success to master this phase of your business. So you want to have a highly successful long-term speaking business. And we're going to provide that through what we're announcing today, Grant. Are you ready? This is exciting. The Master Speaker Program, right? The Master Speaker Program. So if you go through this program, we're going to talk more about this. Here's the transformation. We're going to help you transition to a highly successful, you ready for this? Full-time speaker without sacrificing lifestyle or other goals. And what do I mean by that, Grant? Not everybody comes to us and maybe they don't want to be just a full-time speaker. Maybe they have some other projects they're working on, but speaking wants to be a big part of that, but they don't want it to dominate everything they do. Well, depending on the lifestyle and the balance that you want in your life, we can help you build the business based on that. Whether you just want to be a full-time speaker and that's all you want to do, or you want to have this be a big part of your revenue stream of another entrepreneurial business you're doing, there's different ways in which you can do that, and we're going to help you master it through these four pillars. It's exciting.
Yeah, I like the last part of that, of transitioning into a highly successful full-time speaker without sacrificing lifestyle and goals. And one of the things that we talk a lot about here internally within the Speaker Lab team is this idea that who you are is more important than what you do. Who you are is more important than what you do. Meaning, if we're great speakers and we go out and crush it, but we're doing that at the detriment of our relationships and our families and our health and our marriages and all of those things, like we're really missing the ball on things. And so it's important that we want to build and grow a successful speaking business, make an impact in the world, earn a lot of income. But again, we don't want to do that at the detriment of the relationships that matter most to us and just our own health and well-being. So Eric, you've done a great job at that in your own life of building a very, very successful speaking business while at the same time maintaining a great relationship as a husband, as a father, a great just personal life. And so there's a lot to be learned here from what you're doing and what you're going to be teaching inside the Master Speaker Program.
Yes. And Grant, I think one of the big things, and you and I talk about this quite a bit, is as when I started in working with you on the VIP program, so you and I got together with the team and we developed this VIP program really coming fresh right out of the pandemic. I had learned a lot as a professional speaker during that time. And I brought those lessons learned into the VIP program. And we've been very successful with that. Well, during this process, I've actually grown personally and professionally in my own business. And so my business has grown. And so I've always looked at it. I want to be about, you know, 2 years ahead of our students, 18 months to 2 years. I want to be far enough where I'm credible enough to help you get where you are, where you want to go, but not so far ahead of you. That's like, I can't even obtain that. And so where I am now is what we're going to be bringing back to our students. And there's really three pain points we're going to focus on. So the first one is, how do you consistently land gigs after the initial surge? Every speaker goes through this. When you have initial success, especially when you go to the Speaker Lab, you're going to have success. We're going to get you out there. We're going to get you on stages. It's exhilarating. It's intoxicating. You're a professional speaker now, Grant. You can actually go to your uncle, your skeptical, negative, grumpy uncle that was getting on you at Thanksgiving and say, hey, dude, here is the check. I'm a professional speaker, all right? What are you doing? Get off my back, right? But guess what? That only lasts for a while. And after that initial surge goes, now you got to make sure you can go beyond that initial surge and you can have consistency and have that predictable cash flow that you can count on. We're going to help you solve that. The second one is, well, how do you transition into a full-time speaker if you want that, or build a self-sustaining speaker business that supports various lifestyles? We just mentioned that, but that's a big pain point. It's one thing to have success. It's another thing to have something that fits your lifestyle. Then finally, we're gonna tackle building a foundation for long-term success. We got to play the long game here. And so now you've probably had enough momentum. You delivered enough talks. You've established that this is what you want to do. Well, how do you know this is going to be successful 5 years from now, 10 years from now? We're going to help you play the long game. Those are the three primary problems we're going to solve with these pillars in our program.
And so we're going to be doing that and kind of taking those, consolidating it down to these four key pillars. And so this is where like the nuts and bolts, the blocking and the tackling, where it gets really, really practical. And this is something you've done a great job with, Eric, is whenever we are sharing these ideas and concepts with students and working with students, it's not just like, hey, here's some theories. Here's some things that we think could work. We've never really been there. We're not really sure. This is purely hypothetical. No, like here's the exact scripting you need to be thinking about. Here's exactly who you need to talk to. Here's exactly what you need to say. Here's exactly what you don't need to say. No, here's the exact software that we use. Here's the tool that we use. Here's the exact spreadsheet that we're following. And so these are really practical, tangible, like in the weeds with you type of tools and training. So Eric, walk us through, what are these four pillars that we're really going to be digging into in this Master Speaker program?
Oh, Grant, I'm so excited about this, man. You don't even know. I mean, seriously, I've got a lot of passion for this because I know how impactful this is going to be. And so we're going to master four pillars that really is like the foundation for like your table that you're developing, which is your speaking business. So the first one, we're going to really master the prospecting. This is an area that even the most established speakers consistently struggle with. We're going to crush that. The second thing is we're going to master the finances, because once you start having really huge success, listen, I mentioned in a previous episode, I've brought in $2 million. In fact, this year, Grant, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get to the seven figures in 1 year. That's huge. It's one thing to get that money. It's another thing to do something meaningful with it. So we're going to talk about how to master the finances. We're going to really crush that. Then we're going to talk about mastering profitability. This is big, because it's one thing to speak. It's another thing to maximize the profitability on what you're speaking on. So we're really going to manage that and explore that. So and talk about how you can play the long game with your profitability of your business. And then finally, we're going to master the team. This is one thing that you've been really good at, Grant. You have literally, you're Hannibal from the A-Team, right? You should just smoke cigars and say, I love when a plan comes together, because you have really mastered building a team. I've learned a lot from you on this, and we're going to really teach our master speakers on how to build a team so they can get to the next level. Listen, you cannot do anything of significance without the help of others. It's important we build this team. So we're going to go through all four of these pillars. It's going to be fun. Now, here's the thing. We're going to do this over 6 months. Okay. So we're going to spend the first part of this really unpacking these, giving you the tools, walking you through this, going through the case studies. And then we're going to spend the second half really jamming these through, right? It's going what I call jam sessions, where we're going to get together. We're going to go through some case studies. We're going to go through specific things you're dealing with. So we're going to work through this. It's not one thing. It's one thing just to teach it and say, now go out and do it. We're going to teach it. We're going to give you the tools to do it, and we're going to come back, take the armor off and say, okay, this is working, Eric, this isn't working. And we're going to really kind of work through these issues together. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's valuable here is, again, this is stuff that is not, again, I'd say not just theories or ideas, but this is stuff that you're seeing, that you're learning, and also like that you're continually coming back and sharing from what's working right now. So this is not going to be like some pre-recorded course that, hey, go through, here's a login, go through this stuff, good luck. If you have anything, if you have any questions, let us know. No, you're going to be like teaching these classes live. This is going to be for a small cohort, small group of students, limited number. This is going to be for more of those established speakers. So if you're a brand new speaker, just getting started, don't know what you don't know, hey, we're glad that you're here. We have a lot of content here at the Speaker Lab. We want to work with you in a variety of different capacities, but let me be clear, this is not for you. So the Master Speakers program is for those speakers who are a little bit further along there. You've got that momentum and you're just trying to figure out how do you continue to capitalize on that momentum and harness that. So we talked about those four, the master the prospecting, the finances, the profitability, mastering the team. Let's go a little bit deeper on those and kind of give us a little preview here of what we're going to be covering, what potential master speakers are going to be learning.
Oh yeah, let's go deeper. This is going to be awesome. So we're going to do this in four blocks, Grant. Four blocks. Block number one, let's talk about master prospecting. Here's the purpose of this block. We're going to help our speakers build and maintain a system that encourages consistency and increases efficiency. Here's the thing, Grant. I'm busy. I don't have time to waste. And so I'm not about being inefficient at all. I'm very efficient. In fact, I would say this is my superpower. If I could pick one of these, this is my superpower. Getting gigs is something I do really well. And so we're going to really talk about how to be consistent and increase efficiency. There's going to be four primary issues we're going to solve during this block. Number one, we're going to tackle the mindset. Speakers, even at this level, struggle with the mindset of prospecting. I think sometimes speakers think they'll get to a point where prospecting is not really their thing anymore. It's always going to be your thing at every level. And I'm going to show you how to master the mindset properly. And I'm going to show you how to do it on a consistent level, whether it's you doing it or you have a team. Because that's one of the things you'll do at this level is you'll start having some team members do some prospecting as well. We're going to walk you through that. I'm also going to talk about how to win the exploratory call, because this is the hardest part of really landing gigs, is what do you do on the phone call on a consistent basis? In fact, I'm not making this up. I landed one today. I literally crushed an exploratory call today. It just so happened. happen. It's a group out in New Jersey that I did it today. We're going to give you the script. We're going to talk about how to do this on a more regular basis. Then we're going to leverage your outbound how to duplicate your outbound marketing process. We're literally going to give you the same document that I use with my team. You're going to get it. I'm going to give you the same one, and it takes you step by step. That way, either you can duplicate it or you and your team can duplicate it. So it's going to really demystify the prospecting piece. So that's block number one. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, again, I think one of the cool things that about this is because it's taught live and you're able to share what's working today, what's working right now. So, hey, here's something that I did this morning or yesterday, or I got a call with a client tomorrow. Here's what I'm going to do. Or I talked to someone a week ago and here's my next steps. So, again, you are kind of being able to see behind the curtain for Eric's business of what is working with him right now. Not, again, what worked a long time ago or what might work in the future, what is working today at this moment. So getting that behind the scenes sneak peek is really, really valuable. So again, that's kind of mastering the prospecting. What's the second block that we're going to be digging into?
In fact, I'm not making this up, Grant. Remember a few weeks ago, you just called me out of the blue and I say, hey, Grant, can you hold a minute? I'm closing a deal. And I set the phone down.
That literally happened. I was like, is he punking me?
Like, are you messing with me? Did you really do that? Remember that?
And I think you actually were talking to someone. So I was talking to a group in
Indiana. The guy's name was Dwayne. I remember it was funny because I literally took the founder of TSL and said, can you hold for a second, Grant? I got to close this deal. All right. So block number two is mastering finances. This is a big one because once you start having some success, listen, folks, you got to be deliberate and intentional with your finances. So here's the problem. Here's the purpose of this. We want to clarify the important aspects of financial management necessary to be a full-time or viable speaker. And listen, I know many people in this phase, they may have been successful in entrepreneurship. They may have been successful in other ventures, but speaking's different. And so we got to make sure that we master the nuances of finances when it comes to building your speaking business. There are four primary issues we're going to tackle during this block. So Grant, the first one is we're going to set up the proper financial accounts that I would recommend. Now, these are guides. You don't have to do exactly the same way, but I'm going to open it up and show you what's working. And these are the accounts you want to set up and how you flow in the cash flow and how you prioritize it. And that's the next thing, which we're going to prioritize the elements of financial stability. So if you want to have financial stability, I want to give you the priority of work on how to do that with your finances. Then we're going to learn how to proactively manage those finances to avoid cash flow emergencies. Grant, you know this. You're really good at this. Your business is only strong as your cash flow and your cash flow in the future. And so we have a tool and a methodology that's always going to put you out 16 weeks in advance. That way you have at least 4 months to do something about it if you start seeing a dip in your cash flow. Grant, you can attest to this. One of the kryptonites of speakers is you make bank 1 month and you go dry for 2 months. You make bank for 3 weeks and you go dry for 6 weeks. Well, how do you manage that? Well, we have a way of doing that and we're going to help you do that. Then we're going to follow a financial playbook if you want to go full-time. This is the biggest one for speakers. When do I go full-time? Well, we're going to demystify that. We're going to give you a worksheet that walks you through. It's going to be customized for you that says, this is the time, this is the moment, and go full-time once I have these elements in place. How cool is that to have the security to know that you're ready to go full-time?
Yeah, you're exactly right. The speaking can be very much feast or famine, and it's just kind of all or nothing. And days you're just like, holy cow, I've never seen so much money in my life. And other days you're like, I don't know if I'm ever going to speak again. And it's all gone. Honey, I'm going to get a job at Walmart. We're done. And everything in between, right? And that's part of the challenge. And so we're going to help you kind of navigate that, understand how do you manage the cash flow of being a speaker. And then also, like you mentioned that last point there, Eric, of understanding what needs to be in place to go full time. So maybe for some of you, Eric, I know you were in a spot where like you were making six figures as a speaker, but you still had a full-time job, like making really good money and at the same time navigating a full-time job, the stability, the security of that, navigating perhaps a relationship with a spouse who's going like, hey, are we sure this is the right time to leave? And, you know, what about, you know, kids and dependents and mortgages and car payments and just life that is happening. So we want to help you navigate that. Eric, you made a very successful leap to being a full-time speaker. I've made that leap myself. And so again, regardless of where you're at in your speaking journey, or where you're at in life, then we want to help you understand how to think that through. So that's the master the finances part of the program. Then we go to block three, which is what?
Master profitability. That's your favorite word, isn't it, Grant? Profitability, right? So the purpose here is we want to help you leverage the momentum you have, right? You've got some momentum, but let's leverage this now. And let's develop some long-term partnerships. Let's get in that mindset. We develop some long-term partnerships while increasing your profitability. Well, how are we going to do that? Well, there's four things we're going to address during this block. Are you getting excited? I'm getting excited. There's four things we're going to address in this block. We're talking about profit now. This is the name of the game. So learn why and how to monetize your signature message. And so at this point, you've got a message that's sticking, right? But we can't just hold there. We got to evolve, and we got to see how can we monetize this? What can we do with the signature message that works best for you, for your lifestyle, what you're comfortable doing, what you're not comfortable doing? Let's expand that. So we're going to expand that signature message into various platforms, and we're going to introduce different platforms. We're going to talk about how to do this and do this in the right way. The third thing we're going to do is we're going to learn how to leverage these long-term partnerships. It's one thing to get into these long-term partnerships, but how do you leverage them to make them as profitable as possible? We're going to crush this. The last thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about when and how do you raise your prices, right? And so when's the right time and how do you approach that with your partnerships? We're going to talk about that. What are your thoughts on the mastering profitability, Grant?
Yeah, again, one of the things I touched on earlier that I really like about this is so many speakers build their business on one-off gig after one-off gig after one-off gig. And so profitability is about not necessarily doing more gigs, but going deeper with some of the key clients that you're working with. And so this is one of those ways that you can start to build more of a business that goes beyond just you getting on a plane and going and delivering a speech, where it's just more of a transactional job. And so this is really getting into, like, the nuts and bolts of building a business. And again, I keep beating this drum. These are not just ideas or theories. These are things that, like, Eric, you've done a great job in your own business and can speak from firsthand experience of, hey, here's, you know, three or four key partnerships that have generated hundreds of thousands of dollars in the course of a year by going deep with a client rather than just doing, you know, one-off gigs here and there with them.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Which leads us to the fourth block, master team. Like I said earlier, you cannot achieve any level of significance in your speaking business, actually in any area of life, without the help of others. You're going to have to learn to build a team. There's just no ifs, ands, and buts. If you're going to have a long-term business, you have got to master the team. So here's the purpose. We're going to leverage resources during this block. We're going to talk about leveraging human resources to create space for you as a speaker so you can grow and expand your businesses. Grant, there's a lot of case studies out there that speakers that got crushed by their business. They got overwhelmed by their business. And end up quitting. And that makes me sad when I see someone who has a message they want to take out of the world. They don't continue because it just implodes on itself because they never build a team. Well, we're gonna take care of that in three ways. Number one, we're gonna talk about how to build and support a team framework for your business. So what does a framework look like? By the way, not all businesses need the exact same framework and same team members. There's different reasons for different partnerships you want to bring on or other team members. And so we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna prioritize which positions to fill and how to fill them. It's one thing to have positions you need to fill, but which one do you need to start with? How do you prioritize that and how do you fill it? And then we're going to talk about how do you onboard them. I mean, it's one thing to bring people on. It's another thing to make sure you bring them on so actually there could be some success. You're not always constantly going back to the well and have to bring more people on. So we want to get really good at that to save your time. That's the last block, but we also have a bonus block. I'm excited about this one. And the reason why we call it a bonus block is because I call it a beta testing block, and it's mastering passive income. I'm at a stage right now, Grant, that I don't want to be on stage delivering messages to make money for the rest of my life. I'm thinking about long term, and I've got huge goals, Grant, in the next 10 years. In fact, By 10 years from today, my goal is that my income will be 70% passive. So I'm in the process of really developing this out. That's why we call it a bonus, because what we're going to do is you're going to literally be in the trenches with me. You're going to peek over my shoulder and you're going to see me failing. I'm going to show you what's working, what's not working, literally in real time. So the purpose is we want to provide a speaker the ability to monetize a message while spending less time on stage. Listen, you may be fired up right now to get on stage, but there's going to be a point in your life that you're going to back off a little bit. And you want to be able to back off a little bit, but also still have the same amount of impact. How do you do that? Do passive income. So there's going to be three things we're going to really address. And literally, I'm doing this right now, Grant, as we speak. I'm working on this right now. So we're going to introduce ancillary offerings to establish partner clients. So how do you do that? What are these ancillary offerings? We're going to really dive into that. We're going to explore this certification model. Okay, it's a model that I've really been dabbling in lately, where if you can turn some of your signature message into a certified program that companies want to buy into, that's huge. And I've done this now with a company out in DC twice now, and I want to start duplicating this model more, and I want to take some of our master speakers on the journey, and we're going to see how this plays together, play out together. It's going to be awesome. And then we're going to learn how to partner with human resources departments with your signature message that can become part of the onboarding process within your industry. It's an area that I'm testing, and I've already started with several HR departments. I think this is something that's going to do really well, but it's also in beta. That's why we're calling it bonus. So this is just a little extra, a little icing on the cake to show you in real time what's working and not working. I'm going to be really vulnerable during this. I'm going to be very transparent during this. So if that excites you, this is going to be a fun block to explore.
And so, again, we've covered four blocks plus the bonus block there of what's going to be covered, what Eric's going to be teaching again in a live format here. But it's much more than like, hey, here's some thoughts and here's some things that are working for me and go implement and good luck. One of the things that I think you're really great with is giving like personalized handholding support and feedback and coaching. And so, Eric, kind of talk us through what will the coaching look like in this program?
Yeah, there's going to be really two critical ways, and we're going to stay connected. Number one, we have a program that we use called Voxer. A lot of people are probably very familiar with it. I'm really good on the Voxer thing because I travel a lot, Grant, but I've always got my phone with me. And I check it two or three times a day, and I get in deep conversations with our students that are struggling. They need some encouragement. They have some things they need help with. And that's where we can unpack things over Voxer. So you're always just literally one touch away, a walkie-talkie message away. Eric, I need some help. Eric, what do you think about this? And I will answer you while I'm on the road and say, here's what I would do in this situation. Here's what I recommend. And it's a really great way for us to work together. But there's more than that, because a lot of times you need more than just going back and forth on Voxer. It may take me maybe 15 minutes. It may take me a couple hours to get back with you. So what we're going to do is we're going to do what we call these live jam sessions. Once a month, Grant, we're just going to get on the call together. There's no agenda. And we're just going to get on the call and say, let's talk about, first of all, I want to share with them, hey, let me tell you something that I really screwed up today. Let me tell you something that really worked well today that I'm unpacking right now. And then other folks could be, hey, Eric, I'm really struggling with this. And so we're just going to workshop together. We're going to talk things out together. And again, this is a highly selective group, Grant. This is just people that are very successful, and we're going to learn from each other. It's a time for us to take our armor off, be very vulnerable with one another, and learn from one another and help with one another. We're going to do that on a monthly basis. And when we get together, here's what we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on what's working, what's not working, where's a gap in our businesses and why. And I say we, by the way, because I'm a full-time speaker. This isn't theory. I'm not reading a book and then coming back and doing a book report. I'm coming back with a limp. I've got scars. I got fresh wounds to share with you and say, let me tell you what didn't work today. Let me tell you what worked today or what didn't work. And then we're going to talk about what can we improve to get better. We're going to discuss what do we need to stop doing, because there's things we got to stop doing because we're just banging our head against the wall. What are some things we need to start doing? And then what are some steps we need to take moving forward? Because it doesn't matter how great you are, Grant. You have blind spots. I'm going to cover your blind spots. By the way, you're going to help me cover my blind spots. We're going to work together. I'm your captain, right? But I'm on the same playing field as you. And so we're going to be doing this together. It's going to be awesome.
So one of the things I like there that you touched on is this is going to be a very curated group. We're going to talk just a second here about who this is for, who this is not for. But these are for like top-notch speakers. And so you're going to be in a room with other like top achievers, high-performing speakers. And so I know for me personally, and you kind of alluded to this as well, Eric, that your time is valuable. My time is valuable. And so I want to be around people who are where I am and are a step or two ahead that I can be learning from. And so we're going to put you in those rooms. And the reality is like, as you grow as a speaker, as an entrepreneur, those rooms get smaller and smaller. It becomes harder and harder to find people like that. And so just know that if we're letting somebody into this program, that they're going to be where you are, in the ballpark of where you are, or maybe a step or two ahead. So you're not only learning from Eric, but you're also learning from other people that are going to be in this group. So Eric, kind of talk us through like, who is the ideal speaker for this type of program? Who's it for? Who's it not for?
Well, it's for professional speakers. That means you're getting paid, Grant, and you're getting paid on a consistent basis, right? So we want to make sure, by the way, our enrollment advisors, they're going to check this. They're going to really allow the right people in. They want to know that you've spoken in the past, you've got experience speaking, you've got a message out there that you're developing, you've got a history to getting paid on various stages, but you're ready to level up your business. You've hit a wall, right? And you know you've hit a wall. Maybe you've had great growth, but you're getting crushed by it. Or maybe you know that you've got a lot of momentum going, but it may not be there forever. And so you're just ready to level up. You're ready to experience that growth, but you're having a hard time managing some of it. And you're struggling to monetize your signature message, right? I mean, you're out there speaking. That's great. You're doing a lot of keynotes, but not much beyond that. How do you expand beyond that? What's the next thing for you? You want to peer around the corner and you need some guidance to do that. That's who we want to bring into the business. Now, how about the flip side of it, Grant? Who is this not for? Because listen, this is not for everybody. We know this. This is not for everybody. And even if you're excited to jump on, we may or may not bring you on. That's realistic. We want to make sure that we're protecting this group, because we don't, by the way, if we say no to you, we're doing you a favor, because you're going to get frustrated if you're with this group. By the way, if you are interested, we will find the right spot for you, whether it's VIP, whether it's Elite or the Master's program. We're going to figure out the right spot because we want you to get there. By the way, too, even if you come into the program and you don't start the Master's program, doesn't mean you won't get there later if you want to continue the journey with us. You may come in the Elite, you may come in the VIP, and eventually you get to the Master's program. But for now, this is who it's not for. If you're a beginner, you're a new speaker, or you're an aspiring speaker, but you have been paid to speak and you haven't been getting on the stages, this is not for you. Trust me, you don't want to be a part of right now, because it's going to be way ahead of the game. It's like going in for your MBA before you even really taken, you know, math 101 or taking any of the prerequisites before that. Or if you're just getting started and you haven't figured out your message yet and you're still trying to figure out who your audience, this is not for you. This is for people who know who their audience is. They've got a message. They're ready to level up. If you're a former speaker, let's say that you spoke several years ago, but it's been a while, right? Maybe it's been 15, 20 years. You spoke several years ago, but you've lost all that momentum. You might want to explore the VIP program first. Let's get some of that momentum back before we bring you into this program. We need people that have some momentum, and we need to help you manage that momentum. So that's a very important note. You may say, oh yeah, I spoke, but maybe it was like 1993, or maybe it was 2001. It's been a minute. And so we need to help you get back into that momentum. So maybe one of our other programs are better for you right now. We also recommend that, you know, you check out those Elite or VIP programs first. The bottom line is, if you have a desire to speak, we've got something for you. We just want to make sure we get you in the right program so it's a good fit.
Yeah, and we want it to be a good fit for you and a good fit for the other speakers that are in your program. And so, for example, you know, Eric, one thing that you well know is that I'm really into pickleball right now. I play a lot of pickleball several times
painfully,
a week.
I know this painfully too well.
Eric and I played pickleball one time together, and he got injured on it. So, but nonetheless, that aside, I do love me some pickleball. I play multiple times a week with a group of people. And there are people that are where I'm at. There are people that are much better than me, people that are worse than me. And you know what's fun is when you get with people who are at your level, because it's just a lot more competitive. When I'm playing people that are way better than me, they're kicking my butt. They're not really having much fun. I'm not having much fun. I get frustrated. If I'm playing people that I'm much better than, same sort of thing. And so we want to make sure that if you're going, listen, I'm passionate about speaking, I'm interested in speaking, and maybe I'm a beginner, maybe I'm an emerging speaker, maybe I'm established, I'm not even quite sure where I fit. That's okay. We want to talk with you. We want to help you understand where you're at in the process. And we've got a group of students and a group of coaches and facilitators that want to help guide you so that you can continue to move through your speaking journey and progress to whatever your goals may be. So for a speaker who may be listening, going like, hey, I'm interested, I want to learn more, or maybe like, hey, I'm kind of on the fence, I want to learn some more, I'm trying to figure out if I'm a good fit or not. Eric, what would be some of the next steps here of where do we go from here?
Okay, so just know we're launching this program as we speak. We are in the process of fleshing this out. And Grant, I got to tell you, it's exciting. Because I know what we're putting together, and we got the best in the speaker lab. The best resources are being funneled to this. So we're literally launching it this quarter of 2023. So get ready, folks. It is coming. But also know we're going to be very selective. So just know this. We're going to be very, very selective. If you think this is something that you're interested in, at least have the conversation. Our enrollment advisors will be very open with you, okay? So if you're interested in that, here's where you need to go. Go to thespeakerlab.com/masters. So if you think that something might be for you, check that out, and we'll go from there, Grant.
Awesome. Again, that link is thespeakerlab.com/masters. Throw an S on the end there. thespeakerlab.com/masters. And again, if you're just like, I think I would qualify for this, or I think I'm at a spot where this would be beneficial, but you're just not entirely sure, that's okay. Just again, you can schedule a call there, thespeakerlab.com/masters. We'd love to chat with you. And again, if you're someone who's been listening to this and you're going like, hey, the reality is I'm probably at a beginner, maybe at an emergent speaker. This is probably a step or two ahead of me. That's okay. We're not going anywhere. We're probably going to be offering this for quite a while. We're going to continue to learn from people like Eric who are in the trenches and sharing what they are seeing and learning in their own business. But if you're going, hey, I'm just trying to figure out those early stages of my own business, that beginner process, that emerging stages, then we would love to talk to you. Again, you can go to thespeakerlab.com to book a call. We'd love to chat with you. So Eric, thanks for the time, man. Thanks for putting this together. And again, for everyone watching, listening, we look forward to working with you, and we'll see you out on the speaking trail. You're awesome. All right, there you have it. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Speaker Lab podcast. Now, I want you to know that we do this podcast simply because we want to serve and support speakers like you. We don't charge anything for you to listen, but in return, we do have one small favor to ask. Would you be willing to subscribe to the podcast where you're listening right now? Hit that subscribe button. Also, leave us a rating and review within iTunes or Spotify, wherever you listen to these podcasts. We read every single one of them, and they also help other people to find the show. Also, if you are looking to take the next step in growing your speaking business, be sure and check out thespeakerlab.com. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com. We got a ton of free resources and tools there. And you can also learn more about the programs that we offer, which include one-on-one coaching. Our mission here is to help you find the confidence, clarity, and clear path that you need to own your speaking success. So again, check us out over at thespeakerlab.com. As always, we appreciate you hanging out with us, and we'll catch you next time. You're awesome.